This is Wright Brennan with the Lost in the Midlands podcast, brought to you by C. Wright Roofing. And today I'm here with my buddy, Drew Dixon.
Yes, sir.
Drear Blue Devil, Georgia Bulldog, singer, songwriter, friend.
Yes, sir.
Hey,
yes,
thanks
sir.
For hanging out, man.
Hey, thanks for asking me to be on this, man. This is awesome.
Yeah, I'm fired up that you're back in town. I love catching you when you come through.
Yeah, man.
You're in Nashville now, correct?
Correct. Yeah, man. I've been out there for 13 years now, which is wild.
All right, well, tell me, what brought you from Columbia to, you know, I know obviously Athens and then Nashville? Like, what was the just music?
Yeah, no, music was a big part of it. Growing up, I grew up right outside of Five Points here in Columbia, and the scene down there, obviously growing up in the 90s, Hootie was huge, and their influence on Columbia and the Midlands at the time brought a lot of really cool touring acts through the Columbia music scene. Rock 93.5, the New Rock Alternative, they had a Fallout Fest, and I remember we'd go that every year. So all of that, man, had a huge impact on me. And so started looking at life after high school, and Athens had its own music scene, and so I got to go there and be a part of that for a while, and that was an incredible experience. And then made the jump up to Nashville after that, and I've been there ever since, man.
That's beautiful. Yeah, chasing, man. The dream.
Trying, man.
The American dream. All right, so tell me a little bit about kind of like your early days getting into the like music. Did you know from like an early point, hey, look, this is definitely something that, did it grab you? Did you know you were going to try to make a career out of it?
Yeah, I think so, man. I grew up in a pretty musical household, and I kind of had both sides, both families that were very, very welcoming of all kinds of music, be it my dad's side that was, you know, kind of the community theater and like a lot of chamber music and kind of like the, the hippie side of the 60s, and then had my mom's side. There was a lot of the gospel and that sort of influence on me. And so both of that just kind of came together. And once I started learning and kind of progressing more and kind of taking it more seriously, everyone was incredibly encouraging, and it hasn't stopped, which has been very nice.
That's awesome. That's awesome. All right, tell me a little bit about your creative process when you're putting together new music. Special place you go? Special place in your head?
Or? No, you never really know. I've got these days everybody has their phone, so just like a lot of other people, I've got the Notes app. My phone is just littered with ideas that some might get developed, some might not. Most probably won't. Some are good, some are terrible. Some of you wake up the next day and you're like, I'm glad I wrote that down. Some of you wake up the next day and you're like, I should delete that immediately. Yeah. So that's part of it, man. And you never really know when, the actual, the good creativity is going to really flow through you. And so you try to just grab whatever you can. You try to, it's just like anything else. The more you work at it, they say the better you get. But, sometimes, even after working at it for however long, some days you walk out of the room and you go, all right, that was okay. Some days you walk out and you go, I'm wasting my time. This is rough. So you never know, man. The creative experience is, whether it's writing or playing or really anything, whether even beyond the creation of the song itself, then, the marketing of it and creating album art and how you're going to, distribute it and stuff like that. All that goes into the creative process, and it all has to be kind of thought out. That changes with each one, and with the current climate of streaming and touring and stuff like that, that has changed so much over the past 10 years. So it kind of is continuously evolving.
This is Wright Brennan, the owner of C. Wright Roofing. When it comes to the maintenance of your roof, you want to know that you have an experienced team that knows what they're doing. And with 10 years in the business, we check all the boxes. Leaky roof, storm damage, or just overdue on maintenance, give us a call at 803-828-4181 for a free estimate. Again, that's 803-828-4181. And remember, our commitment is to roof it the right way. Yeah, I was going to ask you, with so much change in the marketplace for music, what is one of the biggest challenges like you have to deal with? Is it the marketing piece, or being creative is a challenge?
I'd say it's the distribution and just trying to make sure that, because right now everything's so flooded with TikTok, with Twitter, with Instagram, and whatever other social media platform is coming up behind that, trying to make sure that you're doing something that isn't necessarily, you don't want it to be to feel like you're chasing a trend, because then you don't feel like you're being true to whoever it is you are. But then you also want to make sure that you are, if you're not forcing yourself to evolve with you know, the current state of the industry, you're going to get left behind regardless. You can't be too stubborn in saying, I don't want to do this because it's trendy right now.
Yeah.
But you also don't want to necessarily chase that trend because it's trendy for a reason. If you're chasing it, that trend's going to be gone already by the time you catch up to it.
That makes sense. So
yeah, so that's sort of the toughest part because it's entirely a juggling act, and you're never really sure when it's going to catch fire, and if it does, you have no idea how long it's going to be there for. That's kind of the frustrating and also exciting part of the industry in general, and one of the things that definitely drew me to it from the get-go.
That's awesome. Yeah, very cool. As far as, you know, putting yourself out there and like, you know, people judging you when you're performing on stage, yeah. Did you get over that from do you still get a little nervous getting up there?
It was definitely there for a long time. I think the confidence in the guys around me, like playing on stage with guys that are incredibly talented, definitely helps. The repetition of it definitely helps.
Yeah.
Having been like basically booed off stage, I've been there.
I've heard you play.
I've had my family members say heckle me more than anyone that ever will. So I've been through it, and yeah, man, you come out the other side and you realize that you're still doing something that you love doing, and so however that's received, that's not on you. All you can do is kind of give it, and however if someone wants to take it from there, it's up to them.
Very cool. What are you currently listening to?
What
are you listening to when you travel?
That's that question. Okay, I don't know. Man, I never know how to answer that because I'm all over the map, dude.
Yeah.
Like on the way down here, we started off with Weather Report Radio, so it's a lot of jazz fusion. And then we switched to the Raconteurs, Consolers of the Lonely album, listened to that twice all the way through. And then we went to Dave Matthews' Some Devil solo album. Cool. So dude, all over the map. I'm always like that. Like I'll wake up in the morning and I'll go work out and I'll listen to Godsmack and Slipknot and that nice. Stuff. And I get home and I'm, trying to like wind down. I throw on Tom Petty and kind of roll with that. So you never know.
Heck yeah. All right. What advice would you give to somebody who's thinking about maybe going up to Nashville and chasing their musical dream?
Yeah, absolutely, man. Do it because you love it. And that's like I mentioned before, do it because you love it. And it's what you were meant to do. And, it's not something that it's going to be easy. It's not something that, a lot of people are going to understand. But if you love it and you're passionate about it and it's what you feel like you're meant to do, then, at the end of the day, you've already won.
Heck yeah. Yeah. Great advice. Social media links. Where can we find you?
Man, they're all in the same thing. It's at I am Drew Dixon, DIXON, at I am Drew Dixon. That's going to be Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, YouTube, everything.
Oh, that's great.
That's all of it.
I think
that's everything.
Board,
yeah, it's all of them. Yeah, I probably forgot something in there, but yeah.
That's awesome. Hey, man, thanks for coming on the show.
Of course,
it's been awesome watching.
Me,
I mean, your music just gets better and better.
I appreciate that, right?
I'm fired up, so thanks.
Thank you, brother. Thank you for having me, man.
Absolutely. Hey.
Hey everyone, many thanks for watching. If you enjoyed this episode, give us a follow and click the bell to stay up to date on future episodes, or click the link to watch another previous episode. Also, don't forget to like, share, and please leave us a comment. We'd love to hear your feedback.